This is the Friday, Shoni Larkinson with Teza Simakulwa and with Phil Blundell. To work through the weekend's games coming up, to have a chat about them with us, is that we've got Robbie Scotcher to talk to us about Crystal Palace versus Brentford, which is the televised game on Sunday at 2 o'clock. And we've got Andy Middleton to talk about West Ham United, Aston Villa. That is also a televised game on Sunday at 4:30. Also on Sunday is Tottenham Hotspur versus Leicester City, which is moved because of the idea that Tottenham play a Europa League game, which hasn't happened yet. And Fulham versus Manchester United, another Europa League shout, which hasn't happened yet. It's 7 o'clock. It will be on TNT, so there's no half 12. Given that, there is Manchester City versus Chelsea on Saturday night at 5:30. And there is Bournemouth versus Nottingham Forest at 3 p.m. But Phil, this is almost about as dismal a set of fixtures as one could imagine. And I mean that with the greatest love and respect. It's the same 20 teams that it always is. It's just, it's hard to see exactly where the grist is. There's something in Manchester City versus Chelsea, obviously, there always is. I'd argue there's a lot in Bournemouth versus Nottingham Forest, in that if Forest get a draw, you struggle to see in the long run how it is that, for instance, Bournemouth turn around the current deficit between Forest and Bournemouth. You know, I think it would be one of those where over the course of the campaign, it's a big result. And it's a good styles make fights sort of football match, Bournemouth versus Nottingham Forest. But ultimately, it is about as set of fixtures as I think we've had for a while.
Yeah, there's nothing you sat here thinking, oh, I'd love to watch that, really, is there? Like, even as well as Nottingham Forest are doing, they're not, you don't, when you watch them play, you're not like, oh, I'd really love to watch that in 2 days' time. It's very sort of functional, and it's about getting the results, and they are getting the results, and fair play to them, but it's not exactly like, wow, this is rip-roaring stuff that I want to watch. There's just not a lot. I mean, there's another world where in a normal season, Manchester City-Chelsea is actually is a genuinely huge game, and I think if you go back sort of 2.5-3 months and think about this, it's like, I mean, I remember looking at this weekend for a while and think Liverpool got three, that's on a 5:30, great, we can watch that afterwards, we'll have a be a big game, be like, you know, like you've watched a few Man City Spurs games after this kind of game, and they've been belter games that have actually meant something to
Liverpool. It might still be a belter, but
it's meaningless. And if I miss the last 20 minutes, or I'm turned around while it's on talking to someone and it's just on behind me, I'm not bothered, which is not how I expected that game to be 2 or 3 months ago. But you know, you get these weekends over the course of a 38 game season, and here we are.